This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ramadan Kareem, everyone. My name is Deepa Prashad, and welcome to episode number 2 of You Made That, presented by Meat and Pie Co. and ISNA Canada. So the entire premise of the series is really easy dishes that you can cook at home with your family, super fun things to do together, especially for iftar. So today I'm so excited to introduce you all to Chef Nick Blythe and our special sous chef of the day. Thank you. He went over his name so many times, he's like, if you mispronounce this, there's gonna be a problem. So I let him introduce himself. So how are you guys doing today?
Doing very good, thank you. So today we're gonna be doing a southern fried Nashville chicken sandwich. We're going to be doing a simple coleslaw, some pickled red cabbage, and a caramelized peach and brown butter milkshake.
Oh, Habil, are you excited about that?
I'm stuck on getting ingredients. I heard
you're like, what are we doing today? So what's step one of this? What dish are we going to be focusing on first?
First, we're going to start with pickling some red cabbage. Right now here, we're going to take a head of red cabbage. I'm just going to make the first cut for you because I don't want you to hurt yourself. For this recipe, I'm going to use a half a cup of red cabbage.
Okay.
And a full cup of green cabbage. So we're going to remove the core. We're going to take that out.
So that's the trick.
That's the trick.
Whenever I cook cabbage, it's never that easy.
You can go ahead and try with the box grater. You can use that side there.
There you go, yeah. Habil. Wow. It's okay, you have to try everything at least once, so.
Perfect, that should be good. Over here, I have measured out 1 cup of white vinegar. You can just go ahead and put that in the pot. Yep. Yep. All of it in there, yep. And this here, I saved some of my favorite pickling brine. So if you like your dill pickle brine, I save that as well, so we're going to put all of that in there.
So literally, like, if you have a jar of dill pickles, the juices that are left over, you can use in this?
Never throw it away. Always keep it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And then we're going to add a cup of water. So the first ingredient was vinegar. Then we used the pickle brine, so we're using a little bit of water to dilute it a little bit, just so it's not so acidic. Here's about 1 ounce of grenadine, which is a cherry syrup. This is also going to help with some sweetness and some color. So downtown Toronto, we use cherry wood in our smoking, so I use a little bit of the grenadine just to try to accent both flavors of the cherry. So this pickling liquid is now almost up to a boil. What we're going to do, we're going to turn the heat off, and we're going to dump it over top of this red cabbage.
Oh. Question for you, if you don't have grenadine at home,
yep,
can you use just like regular brown sugar or something for the sweetness?
We're using it strictly for color. And if you want to make it sweeter, you can add sugar, you can add salt. Mm. The pickling liquid that I already used from my favorite pickle company already has sugar and salt in it, so I'm not adding any more sugar
okay.
and salt. So this will sit off to the side and we'll let it cool completely in the refrigerator. That's why we did this first. And then we'll come back to that later. This will last months in your refrigerator since you've pickled
it,
okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, step 2, we're gonna work on the coleslaw next. So coleslaw, green cabbage, red cabbage,
ooh,
carrots, and I have a little bit of kale here. And we also put a little bit of raisins as well. So we're gonna break this guy down. Same thing, as you can see, they're not that easy to get through, so I understand why people buy the pre-bought stuff. Yeah, so in this ratio I'm doing today, I'm going to use one cup of red green cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
So basically my ratios are kind of like 2 to 1 to 1 to 1 to 1.
Okay.
So I'm going to use 2 parts green cabbage, 1 part red cabbage, 1 part carrot, 1 part kale.
Okay, perfect.
Kind of like an easy guideline for everybody to remember.
Sure.
All right, same
great.
Thing here. We can start shredding some of this stuff up.
Nope,
not at all.
You knew I was going to ask that question.
I did.
Habil, this is your favorite part, right?
Yeah, sure.
So when you're making this at home with your family, they should note that Habil would love to shred the cabbage.
Honestly, I don't mind. I'm just so used to using a knife that I'm like,
yeah. Like I said, we can always use a knife too. If you can do a, if you want to lay it on the cutting board there, I'll, you can always do like a nice.
Fine chop.
Yeah, see, that's the best thing is you can do that with everything.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what you're doing.
All right, kind of just shred the cabbage up like that. So we're going to make the dressing for the coleslaw right now. The dressing basically consists of some mayonnaise, some sugar, some white vinegar. Then we're going to put a little bit of salt in there, about a half a teaspoon. Yeah, something along the lines of a salad dressing consistency, you know, not too thick, not too watery. Perfect, that looks exactly where it needs to be. All right, so now we're going to peel some carrots. It's going to be a race, ready? Ready? One. Yeah, just like.
Okay, okay.
Ready? One, two, three, four. Go. Should I start yet?
Chef Nick is giving you way too much of a head start.
There, ta-da.
You guys finish roughly at the same time, kind of.
Perfect. Okay, same thing, we're going to get the box grater out. Yep, same thing, we're going to grate the carrot.
It's like having the chef with you is like, oh my god, it makes it that much more scary.
Same thing.
Yeah. Like, you know?
Yes.
And the same thing, the ratios I'm working on are basically 2 cups of cabbage, 1 cup of red cabbage, 1 cup of carrots, 1 cup of kale.
Is there like an expiration time on the coleslaw? How long?
You have about 5 to 7 days in your refrigerator.
Okay,
that should be good. Perfect.
Good job.
Okay, now we're going to assemble our coleslaw. So we have our dressing right here. You're going to add the red cab or the green cabbage. And you're gonna, red cabbage. You're gonna add some.
The other one?
Yep. Dump that all in there. And then some raisins.
Mm.
Then we're gonna take the spoon here. And we're gonna mix it up.
Kabil, you're spilling everywhere.
I figured out that it's okay to make a mess as long as you're gonna clean it up.
Yeah, as long as you clean it up after,
you're
right?
Like you. Like,
so we'll just put this off to the side here to show our wonderful work we did. And we have a coleslaw in.
Perfect.
So next we're gonna get back to the pickled red cabbage since it's the one we have finished. With the magic of television, I have one already made.
Whoa!
It's been refrigerated.
Voila.
Well, basically you can see the consistency. It's
oh
the same,
oh, that
same color going on.
Great.
And then we can just,
I was about to see how you're gonna dump the water.
And plate that up. You can see how beautiful the color is.
Wow.
All right, so next we're gonna work on some hand-cut French fries. We're gonna use 2 different kinds of potatoes today. Why? Because I want to. We have a russet and we have a Yukon gold here. Creamier, sweeter, silkier. This is kind of a traditional one we use in the restaurant industry. So I'm gonna start cutting one. So basically we're just gonna make about 1/4-inch cuts all the way through. And then from here we're gonna make the second cut. So we have perfect looking French fries here.
Ooh, nice.
I'm gonna get you to do this potato. So one thing I always say, you know, make your first cut, make sure it lays flat, doesn't have a chance to roll over, okay?
Yeah.
Just don't have to give that knife a death grip. Nice and light, it's very sharp. And what we do after the French fries are cut, we put them in water. I have some made here already. And so by soaking the potatoes in water, it's gonna release carbohydrates. It's gonna help the potato get crispier and crunchier. If you don't do this step, there's a lot of sugar in potatoes. And they will burn and not cook completely.
How long do you have to soak it in the water for?
In the restaurant industry, probably about a day.
Okay.
At home, just maybe like an hour or so, because you're not doing a lot of volume
yeah.
at home. So after we finish this stage here, we're gonna blanch them. We're gonna put them in a low oil at 225 degrees for about 8 to 10 minutes. And that's basically just gonna cook the potatoes. There's gonna be no crunch on the outside. It's basically to soften the potato. At home you can boil the potato in water if you'd like. And then after they're blanched, they look like this. So these fries have been drained from the water and then deep fried at 225 for about 8 to 10 minutes. And then they've been refrigerated. And then from now we can drop them in the fryer oil. I'm not gonna do this right yet. I'm gonna do this after the chicken. So we'll just leave those off to the side for now. And now we'll get back to the chicken.
Okay, now, most exciting part.
First off, we're gonna start with our breading mixture. And I'll have you crack a couple eggs for me. You can crack the eggs and put them right in there.
I hope you're good at cracking eggs.
We're gonna be using a boneless thigh and leg. So it's all connected.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we have a little bit of buttermilk here and we have a couple of eggs. We're just gonna put the buttermilk eggs and we're gonna season everything. So just, we're gonna use about a pinch of salt. This is all-purpose flour, buttermilk, eggs, and this is our secret batter for our fried chicken. Mm-hmm. Can't give that away, sorry.
You'll have to figure it your you'll have to come, out you'll, at home.
You'll have to come try it yourself. All right, I'll get you to beat up the eggs. No, I think we're good. I think we're good.
You're doing a much better job of not spilling. I'll give you that. There.
So we're gonna trim a little bit of the the skin off here, and we're gonna just put a little bit of salt both sides. So right now we're gonna go into our flour. I'm gonna flip it over, and we're gonna go into our egg mixture.
Ooh.
All right. And just let some of it drip off.
And then the secret mix.
And then the secret mix.
A nice even coat.
Nice even coat.
That is strong smell. It's like it's raining.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop one right into the hot oil. So this oil is preheated to 350 degrees.
Okay.
I'm going to drop it in slowly, carefully, away from you. And if you want to, you can bread the other one.
And how long do you have to fry this for?
When you watch the pot, when it's boiling like this, you can kind of listen to it and tell what's going on. Once all the water escapes, you kind of know it's getting close. I would suggest about 7 to 8 minutes.
That's not too bad.
No, not at all. And once you kind of, you can hear it frying, you can hear all the action going on. So once that starts to subside a little bit, you know the chicken's, all the water content's gone from the chicken and it's getting close to being done. So I have a pan being heated up over here. I'm gonna have you put about half that amount of butter in the pan. So right now we're just gonna toast the buns.
Oh, yum. The color on that is so nice.
Yeah, like I said, you can hear the water. You can hear a lot of the water coming out of it. So I know it still needs a little bit of time. We'll wait for the chicken to fry here. And then we can do, what can we do next?
Milkshake?
Let's do the milkshake while the chicken is cooking. Alrighty, up next we're gonna do a caramelized peach and brown butter milkshake.
Caramelized peach and brown butter milkshake? Oh my gosh, that sounds epic.
I use canned peaches for this because they're always consistent. You know what they are. If I were to go to the grocery store, sometimes they're rock hard. But much sweeter, the color's nicer. Yeah, you can throw it all in. So right now we're using canned peaches with the syrup, with the liquid. We're not gonna throw the liquid away because we want that to help with the caramelization. As they're reducing right now, we're gonna add a little bit of sugar. So you wanna add about half of that. So we'll let these peaches caramelize. You can also put a pinch of salt in there if you want. A little bit of pinch of salt will help bring out some flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, there's one nice
Whoa,
piece of chicken
oh
done here.
Oh my gosh, that is beautiful.
So as we can see here, the peaches are starting to caramelize. Get a nice color on there. We're gonna add a little bit of butter as well. You wanna grab some more butter? You can throw that all in there, it's fine. Just letting this reduce a little bit so we can create a caramel. And one thing that's really important is that we season everything when it comes out of the fryer immediately. So we're gonna put a little bit of salt. a little bit of pepper. Turn this off.
I want to eat it right now. I know I have to wait till everything else is done, but it's calling my name. It's like pizza.
So here we have our Nashville hot oil. So this is a mixture of a lot of ingredients. There's Scotch bonnets, habaneros, chipotle, Kashmiri chili, a little bit of everything in here.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot would you say this is?
7.5.
Okay, yeah. So it's pretty hot. It's
not gonna kill you, but it's usually we would dunk this actually right in the hot oil, or we can brush it on.
Oh, okay.
This is just our favorite little hot sauce, whatever one you like to use, Frank's, Crystal, whatever you like to use. We can just drizzle a little bit of that on there. We're gonna go back to our French fries now, because okay. we need to let this rest. It's way too hot to eat at this moment. So we're gonna get our French fries in the oil.
And you also mentioned that this is super easy to do with an air fryer as well, right?
Yeah, you can blanch your potatoes and then add a little bit of oil to them afterwards and put them in your air fryer. Mm-hmm. Or you can just buy your regular frozen McCain's French fries.
Costco
French fries.
Costco French fries are so good.
Okay, while the fries are frying, let's go back to the milkshake. All right, I'm gonna get you to open this up. Put as much scoops as you'd like in there.
Put the whole tub.
Yeah, keep going.
How many scoops do you think you're gonna throw in there, Habil?
I think I'm gonna hear it.
Yes.
Alrighty. Now we put the lid on. Put the top on. Put that off to the side. And then we can start the Vitamix. Start on low, and just that quick, it's done.
Oh, wow. That's
all right,
super
back
fast.
To the French fries. The French fries are almost done. We're gonna get them out of the oil.
Oh, they look so yummy.
Same thing, just came out of the fryer. We're gonna add a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper. All right, now we're gonna assemble everything here, okay?
Okay.
Oh yeah, that looks good.
Oh, that looks so good.
And then here's some brown butter. We've just put some butter on the stove and toasted it, and then we strained all the milk solid so it's perfectly clear. Tastes very similar to like caramel or vanilla.
Oh my goodness.
And then there goes the straw.
The question is, who gets the milkshake out of all three of us? We'll fight for it.
Alrighty, now we're gonna assemble the fried chicken sandwich. We have our toasted brioche bun, the bottom bun here. We're gonna put the Nashville fried chicken on top. Big piece of chicken, absolutely.
Wow.
And we're gonna put some of this creamy coleslaw right on top. And then we take the top bun. Almost done. I just have a little garnish here to go on there, and
oh, nice.
There we go.
How do you eat? That's massive. How do you eat this?
Alrighty, this is what we did today. So starting with some sides for our Nashville hot fried chicken, we have some pickled red cabbage. We have some coleslaw over here. We have some hand-cut French fries. We have some russet potatoes and some Yukon Golds. And then we have a fried Nashville hot chicken sandwich with some creamy coleslaw, our hot oil, brioche bun, some chilies, pickles, and then to finish everything off, we have a peach, caramelized peach and brown butter milkshake.
Oh my gosh, this looks amazing. This reminds me of summer, like a backyard barbecue type of style. You have your coleslaw, your nice sandwich. And the thing is, a lot of the times when I go to get chicken sandwiches, I'm like, I could never make this at home, but you made that so simple and easy. I was like, really? That's all I have to do? So
that's it.
Shall we try it?
All right, let's dig in.
So you want me to eat the sandwich?
Yes.
Because you and spices aren't friends. I'm not friends with spices either, so. How kind of you, Habil. This is going to end very badly, I'm just telling you from now. But I will take, oh my god, this is a very heavy sandwich. All right, let's go for the bite.
Oh yeah.
Mmm. Do you hear the crunch? Do you see the spillage? You know a sandwich is good when your hands look like this after you've done holding it. That's amazing. It's so delicious. It's so tender. The spice actually is not too overpowering.
No, it's not.
It's just like a nice subtle accent to it. So milkshake time.
Yes.
That's all you. Verdict.
That's a lot of ice cream. That's a lot of ice cream.
You put the five
scoops. I'm a fan of peach, so this is amazing.
Yeah, that looks awesome. So again, very easy to make at home with your family and pretty quick as well. It wasn't actually as long as I thought it would be. So if you guys are gonna try to make this at home, feel free to tag everyone on social media. It's ISNA_Canada and also me and Pie Co. And show off how well you did at home. So for now, thank you so much for joining us on episode 2 of You Made That. And until next time, see you guys later. Bye. I'm not going to do that.